Saturday. I wheel the weekly route through the produce section's artificial year-round bounty, up and down the aisles as the cart slowly fills, baby slung across my chest. In the checkout, I nuzzle his velvet head and breathe the smell of him, clean sand and salt. The heat of him, sun warm under my cheek. The moment ripens until my throat aches with it, even here in the supermarket, waiting to pay, waiting to go home to where my husband cuts decking boards as our four-year-old plays in the late sun. The saw whines and falls silent, whines and falls silent, segmenting the afternoon. In between, there's the dull clatter of wood on wood, and the braided sound of conversation, my son's high voice lilting over his father's lower response. I set the bags on the kitchen floor and nurse the baby, then brace him on my hip to peel potatoes. Steam blurs the darkening windows. Nights are not deep here in the suburbs. They're black, no more than gray, and only a paltry handful of stars. Still, after supper, I bathe the baby and take him in his fuzzy sleep sack out to see the moon sliver, the few stars glinting through. He reaches for them, solemn in the shifting air and light. And again, I can feel the moment grow to its true size, or I think I can. This moment and the next. What will stay when all that is passing has passed? I thought I would remember everything, Jay told me. Meanwhile, the hickories out the kitchen window let go their gold behind my back, and I never turn to see. Meanwhile, the baby cannot sleep unless I stand and rock him, repeating a little square of step and sway in his darkened room. When I'm out of songs, I watch the clock and count time passing. 2 minutes. 3. Each day he's heavier, though I cannot feel it. Until now, he's almost more than I can bear. Even away from him at work, I'm bruised by tenderness. Glint of his eyes in darkness. 2 more minutes. 3. Stoop for the pacifier off the floor. 3 more. 4. Little baby boy, come to lodge with us. Good night. Keeping the weight of my hand on him, hunched over the crib. 2 more minutes. 3 more. 4. I hold the latch to close his door without a sound and slip down to the bright quiet where my husband reads in lamplight, smelling of sawdust. Our older boy, long since put to bed, the counters wiped, still warm dishes put away. I drift free of the day on the couch, half sleeping, half listening for the stirring of the baby who up the stairs is too far to hear. Instead, there's the sound of a helicopter beating overhead on its way to some aftermath. And something I cannot comprehend. A quiet voice here in this room. Unintelligible syllable out of the silence. So soft, it's almost in my own mind. Pausing. Repeating. Insistent. The small word each page whispers as it turns.